This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ was once sitting next to his companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, "O Abdullah, recite Qur'an for me." Abdullah turned to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, should I recite the Qur'an upon you even though it's been revealed on you?" Meaning you're receiving the revelation of the Qur'an, you want me to recite it to you? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Yes, I love to hear it from someone other than me." And this shows us, subhanAllah, even though there's tremendous reward in reciting the Qur'an yourself and memorizing it yourself, there is also reward in hearing other people recite it. And so when we hear other people recite it and when we like to hear other people recite it, this is also from the sunnah of our Prophet ﷺ. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud began to recite the Qur'an. And as he was reciting, all of a sudden at some point, the Prophet ﷺ began to tap him. And he said to him, "Hasbuk, hasbuk, enough, enough." Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, "I turned to the Prophet ﷺ and I looked at him and I found that his eyes were overflowing with tears ﷺ." When did the Prophet ﷺ start crying? When Ibn Mas'ud recited this verse.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَعَصَوُا الرَّسُولَ لَوْ تُسَوَّى بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوَدُّ الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا.
Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begin weeping and crying when he heard this verse? This verse describes the Day of Judgment. And on that day, our Prophet ﷺ will be brought as a witness over humanity. He will be brought as a witness over mankind. The Prophet ﷺ thought and reflected over the magnitude of that day, the magnitude of standing as a witness on the Day of Judgment, and it caused him to weep ﷺ. The concept of bearing witness on the Day of Judgment is something that is mentioned throughout the Qur'an. It is the Day of Judgment. There is going to be judgment being made. And when there is judgment being made, there are witnesses. And so throughout the Qur'an, the concept of witnesses on the Day of Judgment comes up over and over. We're going to be witnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that you will be witnesses over the people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the messenger shall be a witness over all of you. And Allah mentions that even our body will bear witness over us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا, that people will speak to their skin, the skin on their body, and they will say to their skin on their body, "Why did you bear witness against us?" And the skin will respond and say, "The one who has made everything speak has also allowed us to speak on this day, to bear witness on this day." And other Muslims will bear witness as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Antum shuhada Allahi ala al-ard." You are the witnesses of God on earth. When we witness good things, we will bring that witness forward on the Day of Judgment. And when we witness evil things, we will bring that judgment forward, that witness forward to the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And finally, Allah Azza wa Jal Himself will be a witness on the Day of Judgment. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. God is sufficient as a witness. Even if everybody thinks negatively about us, if God is a witness on our side, we'll be saved on that day. And so subhanAllah, this concept of witness, and who are the best witnesses? Allah and His Messenger, right? And so they will be witnesses for us or against us. For us, if we have been truthful, if we have been trying to uphold our best and do our best in the path of Allah, they will be there witnessing on our behalf. And if we are failing in doing so, not caring about following the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be witnesses against us. And so we should reflect about the Day of Judgment, and we should realize and recognize that we need Allah and His Messenger to be witnesses for us on that day, and we should strive and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for them to be witnesses on our side on the Day of Judgment.